Picture this. You're hungry, so you go to grab a bite to eat from one of the many fast food places in your area. They're usually on a main strip and seem to go on forever. But what if I told you there could be a better way, a faster and cheaper way of getting your lunch? A true one-stop shopping for lunch. Well, in this episode, that's exactly what I plan on doing. And since it doesn't currently exist, entrepreneurs, listen up. This could be the opportunity of a lifetime you don't want to miss. Here is a special message for my podcast listeners only. I don't know the reason for this. I am not a young techno-savvy podcaster. But what I do know is that my podcast is growing very well. And as a consequence of that, very simply, all I wanted to say was a very sincere thank you. I don't know if it's the same people you listing multiple times, or if you're telling friends and family, whatever the reason. Again, I just wanted to sincerely thank you. I'm sure that many of you will agree with me that we all have our favorite go-to fast food restaurants. McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Arby's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Sonic, Taco Bell, and many more. You know what I mean. All of these wonderful establishments serving extremely high-quality, inexpensive food. But just for a moment, I wanted to propose something that could make the entire already well-established and obviously wonderful current high-quality fast food delivery systems even better: unification. Just consider this. Even though the aforementioned restaurants offer incredible quality and value, I feel that it's entirely possible that what is currently available can be lifted to an entirely higher level. A level that not only based on the high quality of food and exceptional service as it now stands, but an enhanced business model that has yet been put into practice. I'm talking about a centralized feeding facility across America called the Hog's Trough. So you may be asking, why the name the Hog's Trough? That's a good question. Let me explain what I predict will commonly become known as going hoggin'. As you probably know, sales at many fast food restaurants have been a bit lacking for the last year or so. And many say it's a reaction to a slower economy or overall fast food prices. But I can assure you that's not the case. The real culprit has been relentless consumer so-called healthy eating awareness and shame. What I'm about to tell you is virtually unknown, so I would really like to hear your opinion if you think I'm right, or if you've ever even considered this before yourself. Every restaurant marketing professional knows the truth that they cannot say. People simply have become conditioned to be afraid of or enjoy themselves eating fast food. Just think about it. When was the last time you went into any fast food restaurant, especially with family or friends, and without any restraint, ordered the biggest burger they had and a very large amount of fries? We're talking like an entire fucking tray of fries alone, along with a half-gallon drink. I bet it's been forever. And that's how the new national fast food chain, which includes the best of all the menu items from all the aforementioned restaurants, will get its name. Because consumers, especially since there is no indoor dining, and the consumers won't feel self-conscious and can actually do what they really have wanted to do for several years now: to experience the joy of being completely uninhibited, to finally be able to eat like an absolute and total fucking hog. And with super menu items such as the super big hog's ass barn buster meal 7,000 calories. We'll finally be able to do so, hence the reason for the name, the Hog's Trough. Now, I totally understand that what I'm about to say may sound very extreme, because basically, every eating establishment across America that was once based on previous business models that served high-quality food at reasonable prices, such as diners and individually owned restaurants that employed families as well as local people from the 1940s to the 1960s, they, due to their lack of emphasis on maximizing profit, is a completely inefficient business model, and it simply has to go. So if you think about that for a moment, I'm proposing an enhanced business mindset to all the current players I've already mentioned, to unify it into one simple and easily identifiable establishment throughout all America, the Hog Trough. Just think about how easy this would make your lunch run, or when just pulling off the road to get food when traveling, by consuming at the Hog Trough. Here's what this could mean in the simplest terms. By unifying McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Arby's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Sonic, Taco Bell, the biggest providers in the fast food market, not only would you be simplifying your food choices by having them all available in one location, but supporting companies that have proven time and again for several decades their commitment to quality food and service. In fact, in the shortest possible terms, their love of and commitment to America. And also, just consider this. By eating at your local Hog Trough, you'd not only be saving time and money by not having to actually think about where you want to eat, because everything a consumer could ever want will be in one central location. No matter your choice, you can get it. And if that wasn't enough, here's another amazing advantage of eating at a Hog Trough. Absolutely no indoor dining. No matter what kind of food you want, it is strictly drive-through only, so you won't have to deal with any kind of human interaction whatsoever. So you will experience the same precision and efficiency as you currently do by using the drive-thrus at the various restaurants you now do. And in addition to this, you will not have to worry about suffering the indignities that often come with desiring to utilize any bathroom facilities, such as current old-fashioned dine-in style restaurants have, which the Hog Trough has eliminated for your safety. You can remain in the comfort and the security of your vehicle. And here is yet another advantage the Hog Trough has to offer: robotic serving automation. Although it is not currently planned to be implemented until the next 2 to 5 years, in keeping with many customers' desires, particularly the young and introverted individuals, the Hog's Trough plans on integrating robots as much as possible, not only in food preparation, but the window drive-thru service as well. So customers will not have to be concerned with rude or unhappy drive-thru window workers who, despite the corporation's best efforts, were not able to successfully control workers to make them devoid of any emotion or character whatsoever in dealing with irate and obnoxious customers. The addition of service androids, who will always be calm and respectful with a cheerful greeting as well as a cheerful thank you once you have received the product. Just imagine that. No matter what is said to them, no matter how angry a customer may be concerning an error in their food order, which would be practically impossible, a robot will never get angry or attempt to verbally defend itself. Your product will always be delivered with the same message. Thank you for consuming from the hog's trough. Have a nice day, valued customer. That should be truly comforting. So please just consider this. Sure, there will still be a few of those terrible anti-American mom-and-pop businesses around for a while, but rest assured that together with its business and government partners, the Hog's Trough will be doing everything in its power to make certain that not only will the Hog's Trough be your sensible choice for your fast food needs, but your only choice. And that's something you can absolutely count on. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.